Let's check college basketball last night first as Landry Shamet and Connor Frankamp combined to score 33 points, and Wichita State earned a 20th win for the 8th straight season as the Shockers eased past Drake 77-69 last night. Wichita State pushed its win streak to 5 straight. They've won 11 of their last 12. Drake led by as many as 8 points in the second half. Rashard Kelly dunked with 8:09 left to put the Shockers in front for good, 59-58. Shamet converted a layup, and Frankamp hit a three-pointer to push the lead to 64-58. The Bulldogs rallied and got within three at 68-65 on Reed Timmer's three-pointer with 4:09 left, but they just couldn't get any closer. Shamet hit 6 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from long range. He finished with 17 points. Frankamp had 16. Deontay McMurray added 28 points to lead Drake last night. As they improve, Drake falls to 7-16 overall. They're 5-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Paris Lee scored 18 points as Missouri Valley Conference leader Illinois State notched its 12th straight win, beating Northern Iowa 57-51 last night. Lee was 6 of 15 from the floor for the Redbirds. Phil Fain added 17 points and 10 rebounds, and Deontay Hawkins had 11 points and 9 rebounds. Lee made 2 3-pointers, a layup, and a pair of free throws late in the first half to give the Redbirds a 21-12 lead with 3:19 to play in the period. They had a 23-19 edge at intermission. Fain contributed 6 points to an 8-0 surge midway through the second that put Illinois State up 38-28 with 7:42 left. Northern Iowa closed it to 55-51 with 14 seconds to go, but Lee drained a couple of free throws with 11 seconds remaining to finish the scoring. Jeremy Morgan led the Panthers with a dozen points as UNI falls to 10-12 on the year. They're 5-6 in the Valley. In top 25 college hoops, the Kansas Jayhawks are sitting behind Baylor in the AP men's basketball poll right now, but they're ahead of the Bears in the Big 12 standings. Josh Jackson and Frank Mason III carried the third-ranked Jayhawks to a 73-68 home win against number 2 Baylor last night. Jackson scored 23 points, grabbed 10 rebounds, and helped Kansas prevent the Bears from getting off a potential tying shot in the closing seconds. Mason hit 2 free throws following the defensive stop to finish with 19 points and wrap up that victory. The Jayhawks are 8-1 in the conference, a game ahead of Baylor. Both teams are 20-2 overall. Elsewhere in the top 25, Jalen Brunson scored 7 of his team-high 21 points in the final minute 38 to secure 4th-ranked Villanova's 66-57 win at Providence. 9th-ranked Virginia hammered Virginia Tech 71-48. UCLA had dropped 2 in a row before freshman T.J. Leaf scored a season-high 32 points and snagged 14 rebounds to highlight the 11th-ranked Bruins' 95-79 win at Washington State. Number 14 Cincinnati pulled out a 57-55 win at Tulsa on Troy Copain's 16-foot jumper with 4 seconds left. Florida State's 2-game skid is over after Jonathan Isaac led the 15th-ranked Seminoles to a 75-57 rout of the Hurricanes at Miami. Number 19 South Carolina hammered LSU as P.J. Dozier and Dwayne Notice provided 17 points each in the Gamecocks' 88-63 victory. And Purdue easily won a top 25 matchup as Caleb Swanigan contributed 24 points and 16 rebounds to lead the 23rd-rated Boilermakers to an 80-59 romp over number 25 Northwestern. Vince Edwards added 17 points for the Boilermakers, who shot 9 of 14 from three-point range in the first half to open up a 45-23 lead heading into the locker room. In women's college hoops last night, Alexis Prince scored 22 points, and second-ranked Baylor beat Iowa State 83-52 last night for their 20th straight win. It's the second time in 3 games that Prince topped 20 points for the Lady Bears, who overcame a shaky start with a 13-0 run to put that game out of reach. Iowa State started strong at home, pulling to a 34-31 lead late in the first half, but Baylor opened the second half with 9 straight points and then pushed the lead to 57-36 midway through the third quarter. The Lady Bears outscored Iowa State 45-21 in the second half. Nina Davis scored 13 points, and Alexis Jones had a dozen for Baylor as they improved to 22-1 on the year. They're 11-0 in Big 12 conference play. Iowa State falling to 12-10 overall, just 3-8 in Big 12 conference play. Well, recruiting season came to an end for college football with National Signing Day yesterday. The Iowa Hawkeyes signed a class of 22 players, including defensive lineman A.J. Epinesa and offensive lineman Tristan Wirfs. The Hawkeyes finished fast after having several key recruits decommit last fall.
Those things are going to happen in recruiting, and we had more than ample time to recover. That's one of the smaller challenges we've encountered in the last 12 months, I can assure you. you know, and it probably got a lot more play outside this building than it did in. You know, it's part of recruiting, and it happens all the time. It just gets blown up a lot more than it used to, but, you know, this is not the first time we've had a prospect change his mind. That's not a big deal to us.
Farron says the process has stayed pretty much the same, even though interest is at an all-time high.
Yeah, one thing about recruiting, it's really like a game or like a season. You're going to have highs, you're going to have lows. And I think probably the biggest thing that's changed now is that, you know, with the social media and the interest and speculation about recruiting, it's certainly at an all-time high. I think some of those highs and lows get scrutinized maybe a little bit more than they used to.
Farron says attrition is the biggest enemy of the program, and they need to find players who are committed for the long haul.
That's what we're looking for, guys that can run the whole race. It's a hard race. College football anywhere is tough. It's a challenge, and competing in any sport in the Big Ten is a challenge. So you just try to identify as best you can people that have that capability.
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell signed a class of 26 players yesterday. One of the top prospects is wide receiver Josh Johnson from Little Rock, Arkansas.
I think the biggest thing for me is the pride that I take out of today of taking another step in building the culture the way we want our football program to look like and feel like.
Campbell says this class will boost the talent level as well as the culture of the program.
I think we did a really good job of not compromising our values and doing a really good job of saying, you know what, who fits us? What fits our program? And making sure we didn't deviate from the plan. And, you know, sometimes that can happen. I thought it was a really unified vision by our on-the-field staff and our off-the-field staff.
Big day in college football with signing day. Alabama was one of the biggest winners on college football's national signing day. The 24/7 Sports composite rankings say the Crimson Tide are the signing day champs for the seventh straight season as they grabbed six five-star recruits. Ohio State, Georgia, Southern California, and Florida State round out their top five schools, according to those rankings. Well, Baylor's former director of football operations has filed a lawsuit against the school, interim president David Garland, and others. Colin Schillinglaw argues that he was unfairly named as contributing to the school's mishandling of student sexual assault complaints. Schillinglaw contends Baylor leaders and others were defamatory and unfairly blaming him when it was the university's public safety officials who were responsible for handling assault complaints. A school spokesman says the suit is without merit. Meanwhile, former Baylor football coach Art Briles has dropped the defamation lawsuit filed against four university officials that he accused of making false statements against him. That's according to attorneys in that case. Well, there's no sure thing in Las Vegas, especially the NFL. Commissioner Roger Goodell told reporters at his annual State of the Game address that the league has not made a determination about Las Vegas as an NFL city. Regarding the possible move of the Raiders to Vegas, Goodell says there is a great deal of work to be done before that move could happen. Goodell was asked about the Raiders after both casino magnate Sheldon Adelson and a backup financier, Goldman Sachs, pulled out of the stadium deal this week. The league is supposed to decide on the Las Vegas move in March. On the topic of his relationship with the Patriots and owner Robert Kraft, Goodell said that the Patriots have a disagreement about what occurred with regard to the scandal that came to be known as Deflategate. He added that he still has a deep and close relationship with team owner Robert Kraft. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald has confirmed that he will return for his 14th NFL season. The 33-year-old Fitzgerald led the NFL with 107 receptions last season. The Cardinals are still awaiting confirmation from quarterback Carson Palmer about his future plans. In baseball news, the Royals and utility man Brandon Moss came to terms on a 2-year, $12 million contract that includes a mutual option for 2019. The 33-year-old Moss hit .225 with 28 homers and 67 RBIs in 128 games for the Cardinals last season. He's expected to fill the designated hitter spot vacated by Kendry Morales, who signed with the Blue Jays as a free agent. And Carlos Martinez of the St. Louis Cardinals agreed on a 5-year contract extension that's worth $55 million. That's according to a number of reports. The 25-year-old Martinez was 16-9 with a 3.04 ERA and 174 strikeouts last season. That was his first full season in the Cardinals' rotation. Martinez gets a significant raise after making just $539,000 while playing on his first contract. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.